Chapter 11. Fun and Fair People. Le père de Fiona sortit de son bureau en entendant la voix de Noah. He looked at Noah, then at the two books under Noah's arm.
What are you doing with those books?
He asked.
Those are part of the Book of Kells that were stolen.
Noah aurait bien aimé tout expliquer, mais il y avait une autre urgence. Sauver Fiona.
We have to have Fiona,
he said.
We have to hurry. She's...
Il s'arrêta, ne sachant pas comment dire que son ami était pourchassé par les voleurs. Soudain, il décida que ce n'était pas la peine de discuter. Il fallait agir. Sans lâcher les livres, il fit demi-tour et se dirigea vers la sortie.
Stop!
Shouted Fiona's father.
Come back!
Mais Noah n'avait aucune intention de revenir. Il serra les livres sous son bras, sortit du poste de police et se mit à courir en direction de la fête foraine. Derrière lui, il entendit Mr. O'Leary appeler ses hommes.
Stop him! Quickly!
Noah courut comme il n'avait jamais couru de sa vie. Il était très inquiet pour Fiona, sachant que les deux malfaiteurs allaient forcément la rattraper. Il ne fallait pas perdre de temps. Il jeta un coup d'œil par-dessus son épaule et vit plusieurs policiers lancés à sa poursuite. He ran into the funfair. Fiona was not at the entrance, but he saw two men taking her towards the ghost train. He ran even faster. He shouted,
Fiona!
His correspondent looked and saw him. The two men looked and saw him. Then they saw all the policemen and they stopped taking Fiona and ran. Fiona shouted,
Those men stole the Book of Kells. They are the thieves. Stop them!
En entendant crier Fiona, tous les forains sortirent de leur stand et se mirent à courir après les deux hommes. Ils n'avaient pas l'air contents du tout. Ils les rattrapèrent très vite et les immobilisèrent en attendant que les policiers arrivent à leur hauteur. Un des forains expliqua aux policiers,
These men are not from the fun fair. We are fair people. We're not thieves. We're here so people can have fun and enjoy themselves.
The policemen arrested the two men. Noah looked at Fiona. She was very happy to see him.
Thank you, Noah. You were perfect. You ran so fast.
Fiona's father arrived.
Fiona, what's all this?
He asked.
Where did you find the books?
It was Noah,
said Fiona.
He found a metal object in his sweatshirt hood, and he said it had fallen on him when we were in the ghost train. And the object reminded me of the Book of Kells. So we looked on the internet and found a picture of the cover of one of the books with a clasp to close it. It was exactly the same as the object Noah had found.
So we wanted to make sure the books were in the ghost train,
said Noah.
And you nearly got yourselves caught by the thieves,
said Fiona's father.
What's caught?
Asked Noah. Le père de Fiona attrapa Noah par son sweatshirt.
That's caught,
he said.
You were nearly caught by dangerous thieves. You should have come to me. Children must not resolve mysteries. They must tell the police.
But then he smiled.
Well done, Noah. You've done a very good job. Thank you for helping to get the Book of Kells back. All Ireland will want to thank you and Fiona, especially the Mayor of Dublin.
Noah se sentit très fier. Toute l'Irlande, et en particulier le maire de Dublin, aurait à cœur de les remercier. Fiona's father took the two books from Noah and smiled again.
Now we'll take the two books back to Trinity College Dublin, and then you two can go home and have some tea.